In today's Mishnah, we're in the seventh and final Mishnah from the eighth Perek Meshechet HaNazir, and then we'll start the sixth Perek, which begins. Ra'a et akoi. So we have a number of individuals. In this case, we have nine individuals that are walking along, and they see a koi. Now, a koi is a creature that we've seen in the past learning together. This is a creature that is, how to define it, is halachically a bit of a suffix. Meaning, is it a behema or is it a chaya? Two different types of categories of animals. But Amar, one of them says, Harin Nazir is a chaya. I'm a Nazir that creature is a chaya. The next person says, Harin Nazir is a enu chaya. The next person says, I'm a Nazir if that thing is not a chaya. The next person says, Harini Nazir Shaze Behema, I'm a Nazir that creature is a Behema. Harini Nazir is the fourth person says, She'ein Zeh Behema, that's not a Behema. The next person, person number five, Harini Nazir Shaze Chaya U Behema, that's both a Chaya and Behema. And the sixth person says, Harini Nazir She'ein Zeh Lo Chaya Behema, that it's neither, not a Chaya and not a Behema. And then the seventh person says, Harini Nazir She'achad Mekem Nazir, I'm a Nazir if one of you are Nazir. The eighth person says, "Harin Nazir she'ein echad mekem Nazir." I'm a Nazir that none of you are Nazir. And the final person, the ninth, said, "Harin Nazir shul kulchem Nazirim." I'm a Nazir that all of you are Nazirim. In that case, Mishnah says, "Harei kulam Nazirim." They're all considered Nazirim. Now, according to Beit Shammai, that is because they said "Harini Nazir," and we said that's a Kabbalah, even if it was a Kabbalah Pataut. And that's based on our learning yesterday. According to Beit Hillel, in this situation, it's a suffix, just like this case where the person, when all the people were stipulating that the nazir is based on whether that person was someone that they knew or not, and the person disappeared. So to here, we've got no way of clarifying the status of really real status of a koi. So therefore, they're all nazirim safek. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon is in a case of safek, we have to treat them as Nazirs, and they stipulate that if they are obligated, Mikaradin, then this is their obligation. If not, they have to take it upon themselves voluntarily. That was opinion, that's sort of combining Beit Hillel and the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that we learned yesterday. Interesting, the Rambam actually says, no, they're all Nazirs. Why? Because this creature has similarities to both Behema and Chaya, and differences to Behema and Chaya. So according to Rambam, what they're saying is somewhat fulfilled, and therefore they're all Nazirim. Let's now learn the first mission in the sixth parak. Mishnah says, Shalosha minim asurim benazir. There are three prohibitions that apply to a nazir. The first is atuma, meaning coming into contact with tumat amet. The next is tiglacha, which is shaving their head or cutting their hair. And the third prohibition, which we've been discussing previously, that is hayotze min hagefen, any grape products, not just wine, as we'll learn. Yain v'sheichar, it says also chometz. We'll see all the different definitions as we go along. Mishnah says, v'kol yotzei min hagefen, everything that comes out of wine, and it comes from a vine, I should say, whether they're both a grape, whether they're the pips of a grape, the skin of a grape. So Mishnah says, all this is shown in the mitztarfim im zeh. So they would combine to make the minimum shear that if one ate them, they'll violate the prohibition. If a nazir ate them, they'd be violate the prohibition. So what is that shear? V'einu chayiv, they'll only be liable to lashes. If they were eating grape products, atchu chal min anavim, if they ate from grapes, including the pips and the skins, a kezayit's worth, the volume of an olive. And according to the Mishnah Rishon, according to the original understanding, it was ad shi yishte revit yan, when it came to liquids, meaning wine, it would be until they drank a revit worth. Rabbi Kiva, however, came along and taught, says, no, afilu shara pito b'yayin, even if he got some bread and soaked it in wine, v'yesh b'kadeo shlitzref b'yayim, and altogether, the wine, including the bread, was a kazayin's worth, he would have violated the prohibition. According to Bartanur, what we learn from here is 2 points. The first point is, not only is the volume of a kazayin important for consumption of actual food or grapes, but also for drinking as well. The shear is also kazayin. And importantly, when they calculate the kazayin, even the heter, something that's permissible for them to eat, can combine with the wine to make that shear, just as we, in this case, the wine and the bread combining together. Nakati brings in a number of other explanations of what the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, but for the sake of brevity, we'll just stick with the opinion of Bartanur today. This is Mishnah today.